Imam Abdul Siddiq, thank you very much for giving me your time today to talk to me about the Flohesian Foundation. Let's start by you telling me what it is and what led to its creation.
It's fantastic to be here today. So the Flohesian Foundation was established just under 2 years ago. It's a charity, and its main aim is to promote and build community cohesion. And it's really, really important. It was important for me to start up the foundation because I was involved in a study back in 2008, a research study around what community cohesion meant to Muslims in Bolton. So the whole idea around the foundation is to build community cohesion, not just within the Muslim community, but within the wider community.
Was there a lack of cohesion when you started this, and is that why the foundation was created?
Yeah, I think there was, obviously there are quite a lot of concerns, because if you look at hate crime as well, over the last 5 years, there's been 123% increase in hate crime, you know, and there's lots of other issues and dynamics where communities have sort of put up barriers amongst each other, and communities are, you know, reluctant at times to learn about what they are doing. But just to come back to the foundation itself, the foundation's work is around four key areas. So we work on projects. So we've been quite lucky and fortunate to be funded to do quite a lot of work, not just in Bolton, but also nationally around community cohesion. We do quite a lot of training around religious issues and also issues around community cohesion. We take part in quite a lot of research, and we also do consultancy for local authorities to try and give them an idea and try to point out good practice and how they can build cohesion amongst different communities. So it's quite a wide variety of work,
yes,
to be honest.
A big job as well, it sounds like.
Yeah. We've got a fantastic team, I think so.
You gave me some examples before we started to record this interview of how race hate has been seen in our own community.
Yeah, so over the last 5 years, there's been an increase in 123% increase in hate crime over the last 5 years. If you just look at the Bolton picture, we've been fortunate to be funded for the last three rounds by the local authority to do hate crime work in Bolton. And the year before last, we were involved in quite a small study of what experiences asylum seeker and refugee women had of hate crime in Bolton. And what was really, really sad was after there was a terrorist attack, you know, we had women telling us that they were having their hijabs forced off. There was a particular incident in Tesco, women in Bolton being spat on, being verbally abused at the bus stop. So I think a lot of this is, a lot of the idea around trying to stop the rise in hate crime is about education. You know, the fear is always of the unknown, and communities need to learn from each other. Everyone is contributing to the vibrant tapestry, which is the Bolton family.
Yeah, it ought to be obvious to people that if there's a terrorist attack in some other part of the country committed by one person, it is not the community in Bolton that's responsible.
Yeah, exactly. And I think what it is you've got lots of different dynamics here. I think, first of all, it's a lack of education. I know we live in the world of social media where everyone's forever connected. But what ends up happening is we might be connected on social media all the time, but in reality, those physical interactions are quite lacking.
Yes.
I do quite a lot of traveling up and down the country, and I see lots of people who will have their earphones plugged in on their phones on long, long journeys to London and back. And I think you can comfortably spend the whole day just watching things on your telephone rather than having those physical interactions with people. So we may think we're always connected in the digital world, but in the real world, we're not really learning and having those face-to-face conversations. So education is really, really important about different religions and cultures.
Tell me a little bit about your We Don't Rate Hate project.
Yeah, so we've been fortunate, like I said, to be funded for the last 2 years. This is the third round of funding from the council. And we've identified that members of the South Asian community, especially elderly women and mothers, have have sort of said to us in focus groups as well, that they would like to know a bit more about the definition of hate crime, how to report it, what types of hate crime they are, because as silly as it may sound, a lot of members of the community feel that they don't know enough about what hate crime is and how to report it.
Yes.
And I think the first step in tackling hate crime is to make sure that it's properly recorded. Because if hate crime isn't properly recorded, we won't know really what sort of picture there is and how to sort of tackle it.
Yeah. Does the foundation have a social media presence?
Yes, so the foundation has a social media presence. We're on Facebook. We have a website. It's www.flohesionfoundation.org.uk. We're on Twitter, Facebook, at Flohesion, and Instagram. And all of the work we do can easily be accessed and found there.
That's good. Imam Abdul Siddiq, thank you so very much for your time and good luck with the continued project.
Thank you so much for having me.